This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Rouse.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Corpse Light.
There's a monster in my podcast.
No taxonomy accepted.
Yeah. This is a brand new thing.
Yeah.
This illustration owns.
So good.
Yeah. So, and this, it's like a cooler Will-O-The-Wisp. Like, we liked Will-O-The-Wisp.
Yes. I think I was a little bit more into Will-O-The-Wisp than you were. But I think that when you were reading about the Will-O-The-Wisp, you were just thinking, man, we should talk about the Corpse Light again.
I was thinking it was Will-O-The-Wisp. Mm. And I was like, fuck yeah, Will-O-Off-Good.
Yeah, let's like be incredibly off-putting about this movie nobody's seen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was just like, I wonder when are we going to get to the Daikini the Wisp. But this is a cooler Will-O-The-Wisp.
Yes.
I think. Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, at least as far as presentation. Like, it's a glowing light.
Yeah. It is a glowing light. It mostly hangs out around swamps and acts as kind of like an attractive nuisance, right?
Yes. Literally attractive nuisance. So you see this light, you're like, oh, that's pretty nice. It sidles on up to you.
Yeah.
You know, it slides into your DMs and it touches the back of your neck and gives you intense ecstasy that is better than anything found on Earth.
Yes.
And because it's a cyberpunk setting, they have found new ways to do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Shadowrun, like you can do a bunch of drugs that are like more powerful than our normal drugs. And then you can also take these chips that like give you experiences and stuff.
Yeah.
That are stronger than normal experience. And it's called Better Than Life. And the people who do them are called Beetleheads. And like, you become like a junkie essentially. Like,
right.
You always live in this alternate universe where you're just constantly having the best experience of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than that. So it is just like turns on all of your pleasure centers.
Yeah. And as it is doing that, as it is blissing you out, it is also draining your essence.
Yes.
Which from my understanding of the system, that's not too huge of a problem if you're not a shaman. However, if it is, you know, if that goes down to zero, then you're dead because your essence is basically your humanity, right? It's your like vital power.
Yes. It starts at 6. And then you have Cyberware mm-hmm. has a cost in essence. You can reduce your essence. So this is like, you know, you can have 6 if you're just a normal person who uses magic and it will hurt your magic. If you're like, you have like wired reflexes and shit,
mm-hmm.
This thing could kill you really quick.
Right.
Because you have like a, you know, much, much lower essence.
Right.
Than that. So pretty, you know, pretty spooky. And the flavor is really good in this, like the Shadow Talk part.
Yeah, well, because like nobody's ever seen like one of these things, you know, like a body, you know, they are confirmed to exist. Nobody can really agree on what they should be called, or you know, like what are they categorized as? You know, like they, you know, no corpse like corpse has yet been found. But Shadow Talk is all about this flavor and looking into what these actually are. One person purports, I'm not going to take it away from you. What does one person purport them to be?
Oh, well, they talk about, so they talk about, even in the Patterson thing, they talk about how this is how they manifest, but they're mostly an astral creature. And the astral plane is a big thing in Shadowrun. In the astral plane, they are a big glowing octopus with 20 tentacles and a single eye in the middle of the size of a dinner plate. So this thing, which is about the size of a dinner plate, you can presume roughly corresponds to their eye in our world. But they're actually these gigantic mega octopi that are going through draining our life from the other dimension.
Right. I mean, it's like a like an angler fish that happens to like dip its lure into a different plane of existence.
That's badass.
That's so good.
I think that's really, really good. And the fact that they cause you that that high, like when one of these things gets caught of it, like that's Adventure Hook City.
Uh-huh.
Like some corporation or some like BTL place manages to get one of these and have it on their like train, you know, keep it in a cage.
Right.
And then you get somebody to come in, you get to spend a minute, you know, for, you know, 100,000 new, you need to spend a minute in this cage with this thing. And then it will sit, they'll save you.
Right. Well, they'll pull you out.
Yeah. Or, and then they'll pull you out and then like, you know, ask you to authorize your debit card.
Right.
You know, so like people like junkies are just like dying at an alarming rate. And then like people who are wealthy, mm-hmm. you know, are dying like the higher ups, and it's like, you know, you're hired to investigate that,
mm-hmm.
and you find this corporation that has like managed to tame one of these things or use it, and then that's all. There's all kinds of cool things you could do with the adventure. Like you could either, you know, fight them like normal, or you could like set it loose,
uh-huh.
and it could like rampage throughout the facility, shit like that. Like it's very cool.
Yeah.
This is the first entry we've done in this season that's made me want like really want to run Shadowrun again, because like, I think this thing is pretty badass.
It's pretty great. I also love the idea that, like, you know, you have this person, Luca, who's telling the story about their encounter with one, saying like, I worry, I mean, it really is like a recovering addict kind of talk. I worry that if I ever saw one again, I would just walk up and let it do whatever it wanted because I want to feel that again.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like really, really cool.
Yeah.
So pretty great.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes them stop is they get full. They have a maximum amount of essence they can eat.
Right.
You know, and then they, I don't know, go take a nap and, you know, put on a Simpsons or something.
Yeah. I also love the idea of like a corpse light that is raised in captivity, but also like raised in order to provide this service to the point where it doesn't have any like regulation on how much essence it can take in. And so it frequently overeats, and that causes. I'm serious. Like it doesn't know when to stop, and that causes it to get even more unpredictable until finally, like it, you know, it hits the mother load, drains, and then explodes in a blast of astral energy.
Ultra
that like
energy.
That like causes all the psychic aware people to, you know, around there to like just get nosebleeds or have their brain explode out their ears like party favors.
Pass out. I was thinking about when you said they didn't know when to stop. I was imagining Facebook in the future and someone posting a picture of their fat corpse light, and then. Just the insufferable chain of people calling them out for abuse in the comments, which happens anytime anyone has ever posted a fat dog or cat
right
online. It's just people who, those brave, brave citizens who decide to tell you that your animal is fat and that you're awful.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Good way to behave, guys.
It's the, this is taking us further away from a joke that we can end on, but this might not end on a joke. This is too adventure hooky.
Right.
Because the idea of raising these things in captivity is very doable. Like, the way the astral plane works is you can't move through living objects on the astral plane. So all you need to do is have a room that's covered in ivy, you know?
Oh.
So like, just imagine that as on the inside, and just imagine like a visual of that. Like you walk into a room, there are plants everywhere.
Yeah.
The walls are covered with ivy.
It's like a natural Faraday cage for these things.
Yeah. And then just a light slowly fades. Your landing just gets slowly cooler. Like I want to make this into an SCP and then make one of those terrible SCP games.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.